Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little weekend bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and hope you will enjoy listening to this one, because at this point in the game, you would have thought that the COVID vaccine pushers would have backed off. I mean, there's lots of evidence out there now, which would make us take the view that some hold, and I would be one of them, that based on what we know at this point, these vaccines should be taken off the market. That's what the esteemed American cardiologist, Dr. Peter McCullough, has been saying for a little while. He's quite right about this, of course. The sensible and responsible thing to do is to just stop these vaccines, full stop, remove them from the market until the safety data is thoroughly analyzed and understood, and then you take a decision from that point. But I have to tell you, that's not what's happening in the UK, because I understand, I'm reading that the COVID-19 vaccine is to be offered to high risk under 5-year-olds. Yeah. They're giving a product with a terrible safety spec to the most vulnerable in society, and complete contravention to the first do no harm maxim. And of course, this has been approved by the MHRA, which is not as far as I'm concerned, it's not a company that monitors and regulates. It's a company that enables. That's what the MHRA does. It's an enabler. But yeah, they're going after under fives. Can you believe that? So, oh, but they're high risk. Well, if they are high risk, does that mean that they have already existing immune systems, and you think that you should give a young child with a weakened immune system gene therapy, which we know further weakens the immune system? You think that, do you? I mean, furthermore, this whole thing that, oh, they're at risk, they're at high risk from COVID. Well, they're not at any risk from COVID. The amount of risk from COVID that they have is 0.000. Why is that? Well, because there is no COVID. But even if you do believe in a virus, we know as a matter of observable data that the risk is tiny, absolutely tiny, and would certainly be exceeded by that of the gene therapy that you give them. So there's no reason to give these gene therapies to vulnerable kids in the first place, let alone when they're as young as 5 years or under. I mean, to my mind, this is just monstrous. You know, there's no other. I can't sugarcoat it any other way. The sort of people that would think this up to me are psychopaths, a bunch of psychopaths who want to prey on our youngest kids, and not just our youngest kids, but our most vulnerable youngest kids. Because as I say, if they have immune issues, then you should stay the hell away from them when it comes to your immunity lowering gene therapies. You just shouldn't do that. So it does make you wonder, what is the power that's directing this? You know, from whence does it come? Because it seems to me as it's very, very dark. Do you know, like they went after the elderly, if you remember, and they told us, oh yeah, but they've got weakened immune systems. We're helping, we're doing them a big favor. What? You're doing them a big favor by giving them a gene therapy that further undermines their immune system. How is that giving them a favor? And then, you know, when we stopped asking questions about that, now we've ended up and they're going after under 5-year-olds to do them a favor by giving them a gene therapy, which, assuming that they have got compromised systems, is going to be bad for them. So at no level does this work, folks, you know, and at no level does it make any sense. The only reason for doing this, I would suggest, is if for whatever reason, Big Pharma wants to, rack up those death tolls, because that's the most likely consequence of this. If you give under fives these therapies, these gene therapies, masquerading as COVID vaccines, then, you know, that's going to be measured in deaths. Terrible. Terrible business. And again, everyone goes along with it. The UK regulator and the MHRA, they're happy with it. Government's happy with it. Everyone in the establishment is happy with it. which is why you, like me, should be really, really cynical about it, and why we should be really calling it out, because it is not helpful what this government is continuing to do. It's like it's a junkie hooked on selling on COVID jabs. But, you know, the time for COVID was years ago. And I don't believe even then that there was a time for COVID, certainly not in 2023, and certainly no reason why you would target under fives. You just wouldn't do it, unless that is you want to see the death toll amongst the under fives mount up. And could that be the agenda, do you think? I mean, what is driving this? It seems to me very, very imprudent, very, very unwise, very, very, very psychopathic almost. And yet that is, my friends, exactly what is being contemplated. Thanks for listening.